The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
First, we were told that wearing masks would do more harm than good, which is what the science still supports. But now, even as the COVID-19 pandemic is turning out to be less harmful than the seasonal flu, we are being told to wear the mask. Austin, Texas has threatened a $2,000 fine for those not wearing the mask, and have even suggested that we wear the mask while at home.
We still need people to wear the mask in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. But Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also.
Science tells us that these masks are doing nothing but hurting our natural immune system. So why is it so important that we wear the mask? If one were to look at what is happening as if it were a massive initiation ritual, then things may begin to make more sense. The initiation ritual can be found throughout all of human history. We find it in ancient tribes and religions, all the way up to modern gangs, fraternities, and in the military. Psychological studies have taught us how initiation rituals work, primarily how they increase a person's desire to conform to the group they are being initiated into. The ritual is almost always the same. First, the initiate is isolated. Their familiar everyday routines are disrupted, and their normal rules of living are altered. The initiates are made to look the same. Their heads may be shaved, they may be given matching outfits, or they may be instructed to wear a mask. These techniques symbolically strip the initiate of their unique identity, so they can cease seeing themselves as an individual and begin seeing themselves as part of the group. The wearer of the mask loses his previous identity and assumes a new one. The initiate is then subjected to just enough trauma to put them in a mild state of cognitive dissonance. This dissonance puts the initiate into a state of confusion and anxiety. They are now ready to be transformed into a member of the initiating group. In their isolation, thoughts they have ignored or buried for years suddenly become unavoidable. Emotions are triggered, and a new window of thought is opened within the initiate's mind. And in this state, the new normal is introduced. This worldwide initiation ritual is creating a massive separation in humanity. The obedient and the defiant are being drawn apart like a chemistry purification experiment. And it would seem that the obedient ones are being initiated into something. The new normal. The new age. The new world order. A world where science no longer matters. A world where blind obedience is all that is respected. And if this is a worldwide initiation ritual, then we can certainly expect the obedient initiated to be turned against the rest of us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now that full and powerful Greg Reese report can be found at band.video and at InfoWars.com. I'm going to do my best in the next 3 hours to remain focused and clear my head of all the clutter that's probably going through all of our heads right now, but I have important news to break down. The double standard right now, whether it's the judicial system or social, cultural issues, is worse than ever. The mask initiation, the new news on that. And then, well, once again, InfoWars, next year's news today. Just on a couple issues, I'll show you that. It's all coming up. Probably your phone calls, too, on today's War Room.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power.
First,
this is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the beginning of another busy broadcast week here on the InfoWars. War Room is raw on this July 13th, 2020. And boy, as we get closer and closer to the November 3rd presidential election, things are only going to get crazier. And I don't want to go into the clutter of my mind for 3 hours today, so I'm going to try to get it all out in the first segment because I know most of this audience is thinking, seeing, hearing the same things that I'm thinking and hearing and saying. Maybe in a different vein, a different perspective, but it's all still there, and we're trying to analyze all of it like a very complex mathematical equation. And so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 stacks of news that I'm going to get to. I got a bunch of videos that we're going to play. Tyler Nixon is going to join us for a segment to discuss Roger Stone's commuting of his sentence by President Trump and some other videos and news we're going to get to. But I'm going to start it off by saying this. It's really interesting to watch the world awaken unlike anything we've ever seen before. And in a way, this awakening has actually, for at least new people that are getting awakened or red-pilled in the last 2-3 years, they've skipped so many levels. It's kind of like if you remember the old Mario, Super Mario game where you could warp. It's called a warp zone. You could skip a bunch of levels and go to the end level, basically. Like Alan Watts talks about the use of psychoactive drugs or hallucinogens, acid, DMT, LSD, as kind of that same thing. You're skipping levels of your psychological development and going deep internally, skipping levels that it would have organically taken you to get there. Now, you can agree or disagree with this philosophy. If it's good, if it's bad, it doesn't really matter. What am I talking about? Well, you've got the Q movement, you've got this Wayfairgate thing a la Pizzagate, and you've got this national phenomenon that it is, this huge awakening process that it is. Now, whether you believe in that or not is irrelevant. It's a mass awakening to the child sex trafficking that's been going on this planet by the world elites as a form of blackmail and as a form of currency. Now, think about jumping into it, your awakening process, and going right to that level. I mean, that is almost boss level. It's not quite boss level, but you're like one, two levels away from boss level. And you just skipped right there. Now, that can leave you vulnerable and easily deceived, easily manipulated. So, as I'm watching the whole Q phenomenon take place, and I'm seeing all these people have their red pill moments, but going right to the boss level, I'm wondering, is this good? Is this bad? Does there need to be an organic leveling up process to fully comprehend when you get to that level and fully be ready when you're on that level for the spiritual battle, for the physical battle, for the understanding of the arena that you're in? Because think about it. The Q patriots, the Q people, most, not all, are really, they consider themselves digital soldiers, and that's fine. Hey, we need digital soldiers. Believe me, I need people out there sharing this broadcast every day. But the point is, there's a complacency, there's an expectation, there's a lack of action, there's a grab your popcorn type of approach. Where, hey, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to go on my favorite 4chan or whatever it is for Q, and I'm just going to watch the show and I'm going to play the little mystery game like on an old cereal box or something, and I'm going to crack the code. Well, the code all leads to the same thing, but that's kind of your game. That's how they get you active and involved, is you're cracking the code, you're playing the game, instead of actually getting involved in politics, in a school parent-teacher board, or getting out on the streets, or starting your own business, or however it may be. You sit back and watch. And so I'm watching all this, and again, I'm measuring it. Hey, it's good people are waking up to the global pedophilia agenda, to the sex trafficking, to the blackmail, to how corrupt Hollywood and all of this is. But it's also bad that it's being led by an anonymous that can twist, manipulate, deceive, or be captured, and you would never even know it. And then there's the element of Trump, where they've put all their eggs in the basket, assuming he's already got this whole plan in place for years. Hey, believe me, I hope that as much as the next guy. I can't bank on that. But see, here's where it kind of gets personal. You see, Alex Jones is Q. Alex Jones has always been Q. Alex Jones will always be Q. InfoWars is all of the different platforms that the Q movement is on. Whether it's 4chan or Reddit or Facebook or Twitter or wherever, Alex Jones is Q, InfoWars is the platform. Now, we'll never get any of that credit. Most of the people that are waking up to this Q movement have never even heard of InfoWars. Again, that's kind of a good thing. It's like, wow, that takes a lot of pressure off us. But it also puts a lot more pressure on us to be accurate and almost, in a way, monitor the Q movement to make sure these people aren't being deceived. But here's the catch. The reason why they don't know that Alex Jones is Q, the reason why InfoWars isn't considered that platform, is because we've been banned, we've been silenced, we've been attacked, we've been censored, we've been muted, we've been deleted, we've been erased, we've been canceled. So there is a bit of a frustration. Now, I don't give a damn as long as we win the championship. As long as we bring home the trophy, which is saving America, arresting the deep state, ridding the world of the global pedophile network. But make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is Q. Alex Jones told you everything about Q before Q was even Q. And so the difference, though, between Alex Jones and Q is what? Q tells you to sit at home, grab your popcorn, enjoy the show. Alex Jones tells you to grab your battle armor and your battle rifle and get ready for the war, to get on your knees and to pray to God, to get active with your friends and family in your community. It's what put me here today. So I just want people to understand this. Alex Jones is Q. Alex Jones has always been Q. And InfoWars has always been the disbursement of all the Q information. That's why we got censored. That's why we're under attack. That's why they want to shut us down, folks. Because we are Q. You are Q.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalist. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Infowars.com/show.
War Room is raw. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you till 6 p.m. Central. Tyler Nixon's going to join me over the phone briefly in the next segment to discuss Roger before we go into full detail tomorrow. And then I'm going to focus on getting all this news covered. And in the third hour today, we should be able to dedicate entirely to your phone calls. And we will have a lot to discuss. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the 4th of July extended sale has hours left right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here's what I would implore you. The great supplements that are on sale at up to 60% off or 50% off, like DNA Force Plus and Bodies and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Vitamin B12 Ultra 12, VasoBeat Complete, everything I just told you is a part of my regimen, by the way. Those supplements are great. I implore you to get them. But what I really want to implore you to do today is take advantage of the free shipping. Meaning, if you don't have emergency food yet, folks, now is the time. I'm telling you, there's a lull in the demand. If and or when they reshut things down, which I'm kind of expecting, it's weird because there's some hope on the horizon, even though they keep ratcheting it back. Oh, wear a mask. Oh, shut down. There's still some glimmers of hope on the horizon. Like they're talking about reopening theme parks and Disney World. The baseball season is about to start. Are they going to re-pull back on all of that, reshut it down? You know what that means, folks. There will be a rush on emergency food. Either way, there's going to be some sort of event and people are going to be wanting emergency food before the end of 2020. Whether that's another COVID scare or what, there will be another rush for emergency food supplies. Now, you know, here at InfoWars, we've been in the game for a long time. So we've been sourcing out the best emergency food supplies for decades, literally, with InfoWarsStore.com. So we've done the market research. We have the best quality product for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. But there is no better price right now because of free shipping. These are heavier items. You order a year's supply of emergency food, that's expensive to ship. We're covering that cost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com and get your emergency food supply before it's too late. And you know, I mean, folks, a lot of the stuff that goes through your head probably goes through our head here too. For example, you know, where is America going to go from here? What do I want to do with my savings? Believe me, I'm thinking the same thing. Is it worth it saving a bunch of Federal Reserve notes? Or would you rather invest that in food that you know you can eat? Or other such things, but that's a whole path we'd have to go down. Point is, if you don't have emergency food yet, don't regret not ordering it. You're going to think, if you don't order it and you're listening right now, a couple months are going to go by and you're going to be thinking, man, I wish I would have listened to Owen then, because now I'm trying to order this emergency food. It's all sold out. I can't get it anywhere. And you're going to end up getting some cheap knockoff brand that's just not good quality. So we got the best quality, best price, and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that. And we cannot thank the audience enough for your support. Seriously. I mean, every day, folks, it's amazing. I talk to friends, family, strangers, and they're just stunned. Like, what? What do you mean you're not on social media? What do you mean you're banned? Or they'll like send me some news story. It's like, wow. And I'll be like, yeah, I covered that 2 years ago. Really? Where's the report? Well, it's banned. I won't go off on that jag. You know all about that. Okay. Where to begin? Let's just go with this news stack right in front of me. Now, again, this is actually, I've got three InfoWars next year's news today. Really, the whole every day is that, but specifically, here's President Trump this morning on Twitter. So hard to watch Fox News anymore. They are working so hard against the people that got them there. Their contributors are a disaster and all over the place. The radical left has scared Fox into submission, just like they have so many others. Sad, but we will win. Oh. You know, I don't talk to President Trump's team, but it's just, you just wonder, is it like, do they know that InfoWars is always ahead of the curve and giving them the best advice? And they just kind of sit on it and just say, okay, you guys are doing your thing like the Dark Knight. You'll take care of business. We'll take care of business. Or do they really just not get it yet? This is not the worst of Fox News, folks. It's only going to get worse from Fox News as we get closer to Election Day. Firing Trish Regan, but Neil Cavuto goes on every day with some anti-Trump guest. I mean, you watch Fox over the weekend. It's almost anti-Trump, COVID death scares. I mean, all of it. And Trump does watch Fox News. So, but that's just because it's convenient to flip on the telly and just have unactive listening. But just expect that to get worse. Now, this is something to me very alarming. And, you know, I'm, you know, sometimes you just take clues to form a picture like you're a detective. And then let's say you're the chief of police or whatever, and I just bring you the clues and, you know, say, hey, what do you think? So President Trump has not been wearing a mask. They've been trying to get him to wear a mask. In fact, it's even worse than it seems on the inside, and he's just been bucking it. Now, he went to visit veterans at a hospital, and he put the mask on to do it. But it's more than that, folks. It's more than that. This was all a coordinated effort to get the president to wear the mask so that he takes the sign of initiation of the New World Order run by COVID, the coronavirus. So before this even happened, and this is how you know it was part of an agenda, folks. Before it even happened, 2 days before it even happened, CNN ran this headline. Pleading from aides leads Trump to wear a mask. But that's the changed headline, actually. Originally, it was something else. This is a changed headline updated after he wore the mask. But the tweet is still the same. The president is expected to be photographed wearing a mask during an upcoming visit to Walter Reed National Medical Center. Some aides practically begged him to agree to the photo op and hope it'll encourage skeptical Trump supporters to wear a mask. Folks, they've been begging him to wear a mask for weeks. Begging him. Are these bad actors? But the fact you have CNN getting intel, oh, we're expecting Trump to wear a mask. That's their we got him moment. And then what happens? He puts on the mask to go to the medical facility. He should have just probably just not even gone. But you know what? I won't judge the president for going there and deciding to put on a mask to do it. I don't like the look. It's a bad look. But look who's celebrating it. Brad Parscale. One of the guys who wanted Trump to wear a mask, Brad Parscale, the whole time. Now, Brad Parscale may have just wanted to sell some masks so that he could enrich himself like he has been. The biggest grifter of the Trump campaign ever is Brad Parscale. And then you have Jenna Ellis also celebrating the masking of the president, saying this is what presidential looks like. No, it's not. And the fact that Parscale and Ellis are on the front lines of Trump's 2020 campaign is frightening, 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 grifting.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate, totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't Sudoku me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up, and the woman stops and points at me. So they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started, and they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing, and they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there. So they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack. Cause you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my block. You wanna impeach
that
him?
Is Roger Stone getting down. You didn't think Roger Stone could move his hips like that, did you? Roger Stone has his sentence commuted by the president. That's Bryson Gray on the background. A little quick edit to that original video, but Roger Stone celebrating his freedom nonetheless. Now, Tyler Nixon joins me over the phone for a short segment. Tomorrow, we'll get more in-depth into this. Tyler will be back on for two segments. Tyler, I want you to clarify something for me here today about Roger Stone getting his sentence commuted instead of a full pardon. I was originally upset about that. We've talked about this. I wanted a full pardon. After talking to some other people and legal minds, they said that it actually could be more advantageous for Roger just to have the sentence commuted instead of the pardon, because that now offers Roger an appeal opportunity to go after the people that set him up. So first of all, Tyler, if you'd like, you know, a quick, you know, jubilation celebration of Roger Stone having his sentence commuted. But then, is that accurate to say it's more advantageous for the commute instead of the pardon? Tyler Nixon.
Well, it's good to be with you, Owen, as always. you know, I can't say I want to celebrate. I mean, I'm so glad Roger's not obviously going to be incarcerated and his unjust punishment has been commuted. But at the same time, the man had his life destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, he went through 3 years of hell, and I was right there with him. You know, it wasn't just a year and a half since the arrest. I mean, it was a year before that they were probing into everything and basically scaring everyone off from doing any kind of business with him. And so, you know, I guess it's sort of cold comfort at the end. Thank God, at least he doesn't have to go to prison over this total hoax, total sham, total malicious prosecution that was waged against him. So the difference between a pardon and a commute, obviously, is a pardon completely wipes the crime off the books, off the rolls, so to speak, and basically you're liberated from everything, including punishment. But it also, under some case law, now you're going to hear the left give a way more, they're going to way overplay or overshoot the actual case law involved, but basically it kind of, they're what they say is, and there's sort of some truth to it, that you accept your guilt when you accept a pardon. So, you know, you accept a pardon means I'm being pardoned from something that I was convicted of, and, you know, you're effectively admitting it. And it also removes, according to them, your Fifth Amendment privileges for anything related to that offense or those offenses. So, you know, they, of course, the left has their talking point. They've had these for about a year and a half as soon as he was arrested, that, well, we can force Roger Stone now if he dares pardon him. We can force him to testify, you know, and he can't shield himself under Fifth Amendment privileges, as if Roger had anything to say or hide, for that matter. He wouldn't take the Fifth Amendment. He went in and testified as truthfully, you know, to the Intelligence Committee, as well as, you know, he's had the same consistent story, so to speak, or because it's, you know, factual all along. I mean, the only people whose stories have shifted and altered have frankly been, first of all, the main witnesses against him, and then also the government has, you know, been all over the map with it in a sense, just kind of trying to pull it together. So the commutation, on the other hand, leaves the conviction in place. And look, you know, he's technically still a convicted felon, and, you know, it's like people are like, well, that's going to be on his record. Well, I mean, I guess, but he's 67 years old. Is he applying for any jobs? Or I don't think he's going to law school anytime soon. So that kind of thing, I mean, it's on paper, yes. I mean, he doesn't, and any of the punishments that were meted out to him are basically nullified. So he's not going to go to prison. He's not going to be under their, you know, under the control of this judge anymore. Yet he continues to and is able to continue to appeal this entire case and his trial, his conviction. And, you know, the thing about that is it enables him to clear his name. It enables him to put on the record all of the corruption and all of the bias and all of the tricks and, you know, the ways that he was denied his civil and constitutional rights in this, you know, one-sided partisan sort of railroading, really. I mean, you know, lynch mob railroading by the Mueller people in collusion with this judge that was judge shopped by the Mueller team. So, you know, and then the ultimate result would be his conviction could be overturned and he would be ordered to have a new trial. So there's that certainly, you know, the question is, does the government want to try him again if he has his conviction overturned? Now, ultimately, I think after November, whatever happens, I think the president should just pardon him, give him a full pardon. You know, we saw the total explosion from the left. I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've read some, but just the bile and the acid that poured as soon as that occurred. And I think in many ways it presented them with a conundrum in the sense that they basically were gearing up for a pardon, which sort of completely absolves Stone of the, you know, of the crime and all that. Whereas a commutation simply removes the punishment, but he still has, you know, he still has the conviction. It still stands. So, you know, they were, like I said, really, really hoping for, I think, a pardon in the sense of if it happened. This commutation, it sort of just removes, it stops him from being sent to prison. So it has a mercy element, but it doesn't remove the conviction. It doesn't nullify the government's work in a sense, you know, unless you're a retributive, sadistic person like these people who would send a 67-year-old.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. The real justice for Roger Stone is the Adam Schiffs, the Berman Jacksons, the corrupt jury, The real justice and all the other elements, the real justice for Roger would be for those people to be investigated, for those people to get the treatment that Roger received, and to see what was really behind this setup, this frame job, this legal hackery that was politically aimed against Roger Stone. I mean, that's the only real justice that I see here. And are you feeling the same tremors that I'm feeling, that we kind of have with the Flynn judge saying, oh, no, I'm just a dictator now. I'm a king now, and I'm going to keep this case looking into Flynn, even though it's dropped and deceased. Oh, no, I'm keeping it alive. Like, I'm going to rebring it alive like Frankenstein. Are you getting the tremors that Berman Jackson has that same intention for Roger Stone?
No, she can't do it. An executive clemency is an order of the president. You know, the Bureau of the Prisons. I mean, it's not going to happen. You know, there's no way she's gonna push back on that. There's no way that there's no credible. You know, let's put it this way. They talk about Trump being sort of a dictator. He's a scary autocrat, whatever. Let me tell you something. I've never seen judges act this way, act this lawlessly and as powers unto themselves, on top of the fact that even the fact of questioning this executive clemency power in the Constitution, with Pelosi even saying she's going to propose legislation, blah, 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 where they are attacking what has been for 225 years minimum, a prerogative of the president that has never, ever been subject to any sort of review or any sort of limitation by anybody other than the Constitution itself. And so for them to go there, in the case of Donald Trump or Roger Stone and all this, you know, for judges, in the case of Flynn, to be able to act as though they can completely, I mean, this is bizarre. They said basically the headline I read was that Sullivan is appealing the decision, like as if he's a litigant. I mean, what kind of, this is, you know, this.
Well, let's be clear here. This is what a liberal activist in a black robe looks like. These are not judges.
No, in the worst manner, too, and in the most despicable manner, to literally just keep a railroad going against somebody when there's no, I mean, this is not, you know, this isn't like General Flynn run out and shot somebody to death in plain view and there's a victim. No, this is just like with Stone vindicating the, you know, the high holy sanctimony of the, you know, in Roger's case, the House of Representatives. You know, he lied to Congress. Like, oh my God, Congress. That's
oh yeah, because Congress never lies to us about anything. Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, Tyler, thanks for joining us quickly. I know you were on the road. You just joined us last minute, but let's get more into the weeds of this tomorrow. You'll be on Skype. So folks, tune in tomorrow. Tyler Nixon will be with us. We'll really get into the weeds of some of this stuff when it comes to President Trump commuting Roger Stone's sentence. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get more into this news. Do not go anywhere.
Many reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential, as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, The media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. That under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now. And the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, this is next level ridiculous. Oh, I didn't plan on getting into this now, but I'll just tease it a little bit. You can't even tease this. You have to just dive right into it. So you know what? Here's what I'll do first. And then, Scott, when you get that tweet, just put it on my desk and I'll go into this story. It's just madness. My gosh. I'll just say this, because I want to finish kind of my thought from earlier that I cut off and I didn't plan on coming back to, but you know, we're not in this. You know what we're in this for. I won't go off pontificating on why InfoWars is here. You know why we're here. You know what our real victory means to us. You know what we value. But you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that there is still a personal level to the censorship and the lack of addressing of this. The lack of credit. Like, there was a caller into Alex Jones today. Look, again, Alex is not in this for credit, folks. And I'll be in a sick way. Actually, I'll be honest with you. In a sick way, I almost am in it for credit, but not the way you think. It's like, sometimes I'll come on air and say things and, or even I'll say things to my friends and family that it's like, I'm so obsessed with being right. Like, this is like my biggest thing. It's like, I'm so obsessed with being right. It's like, as soon as someone says something to me and I go through the future sight in my head and I know what's going to happen, I just blurt it out. Like, that's kind of my arrogance. That's kind of my weakness, is that I just want to be right so bad. I just blurt out because I know I'm right, instead of just kind of sitting back and waiting, which sometimes I should do with the stuff I'm covering. But it's like, when I see all these videos, all these new meme videos, everyone in the Q movement, again, I'm not, if you're in the Q movement or you believe in Q, that's fine. My point is that all these Q videos that they make now, these new meme videos, and they have Hannity up there and Mark Levin and Charlie Kirk, but no Alex Jones, no Owen Schroyer. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not upset because I want credit. I'm not upset because Alex Jones wants credit. I'm upset because, and again, it's not even about them getting credit if we have the total victory. If we have the total victory, I don't even care who gets credit. Give credit to your goldfish in your koi pond. What's upsetting is we haven't had the victory yet. And if these people really think that certain other personalities and individuals up there are really going to be the champions in the arena for you, you're in for a rude awakening. Because they're not. Just look at how they let us go the wayside during the censorship and nobody spoke up. Don't worry, they'll be next. Which is not what I want. But again, I'm not going to lie, folks. It's a little upsetting when I see grifters and weak-kneed, wuss conservatives getting filthy rich and getting all the credit for something they have never done or never would do. All right, I'm going to leave it right there, and I'm going to get into this story now. Okay. Oh, we have the audio, too. Okay, thank you, Scott. Okay, first let's go here to clip 13 from Randy Travis on Twitter. I'm not sure if he first got this video, if someone else sent it to him, but if you are familiar with sports, you can go make your personalized jersey on team websites. So like you can go get, let's say you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan. You know, you do this for a gift or for yourself. All right, I want to go make a St. Louis Cardinals jersey that says Schroyer with 20 on it. So you go in, customize your jersey, and then you get your name and your number. So you can do this with anything. So you can do this on the NBA's website. And so somebody said, I'm going to go to the NBA's website and customize an NBA jersey, and I'm going to put free Hong Kong on the back of it. It didn't work. Here's how it went. So, okay, no audio. So this guy puts in free Hong Kong for the jersey, and it says it cannot compute. You cannot get free Hong Kong on the back of an NBA jersey. Now think about that. And this ties into the whole thing too that I'm going to get into later, where White Lives Matter is now considered hate speech, but Black Lives Matter gets painted in your Capitol lawn. Think about the length of the control now that the NBA is under from China. Folks, do you understand how ridiculous this is? You can't put free Hong Kong on a customized NBA jersey or t-shirt. Think about that. Who made that call? Who put in that algorithm? Who put in that order? Think about the control. Think about that. Think about how the NBA really sold us out. Think about how they sold you out. Think about the fraud of a LeBron James telling you to stand up for plight in America, but ignores the plight of the Chinese people or black people in China or Muslims in China. Yeah, LeBron, you get to go to China and play basketball. Guess what, LeBron? If you couldn't dribble a ball, you'd be in a slave factory in China. Would you want us to stand up for you then? No, but see, you're so arrogant, you really don't give a damn about anyone but yourself. And so now you can't put free Hong Kong on NBA jerseys. Remember, I got kicked out and the NBA gave me an official card saying I'm banned from NBA games because I flew a flag that says China owns the NBA. Oh, they didn't like that. You know, and by the way, I think enough time has gone by where I can probably say, folks, the entire security team knew who I was and wanted to shake my hand. And they basically were just like, yeah, sorry, this is just league policy. No. There's enough Chinese control over the NBA that you can't put free Hong Kong on an NBA jersey. You can't sit courtside. By the way, courtside seats, they weren't cheap. You can't sit courtside and have a flag that says China owns the NBA. They come and kick you out. But what would happen if you went to the NBA store and you wanted to put "kill cops" on an NBA jersey. So this has audio too, guys? So, okay, thank you. So David Hookstad tried to order a "kill cops" jersey, and he was able to do it. Here's the audio.
So just to be clear, I could not get a jersey that said "Free Hong Kong," but I can get one that says "Kill Cops" on the back of it.
Yes, sir, you can get that one.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
Wow. But see, here's what you have to understand. It's not about "kill cops." You could put anything. You could put the N-bomb on there. You could put FN-bombs on. You could put FN-words on the back of your jersey. I guarantee it. In fact, I mean, I don't want to ask the crew to do this, but I mean, should we try? Should we try, guys? Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. In fact, give them a call. Let's try to make a jersey right now. I'm sorry to do this, but let's see it. Let's see if you can put FN words on the back of an NBA jersey. Don't do it. Should we do it on? I mean, do we want to do it on air? I mean, look, whatever. All right, you know what? You guys deliberate how you want to handle this. Yeah. I'm sorry to do this to the crew. They hate me right now. I already know how it's going to go because it's not about F cops or F this or kill cops or kill Whitey. Put kill Whitey on the back one. Put kill Whitey. Maybe, but it's about China controls the NBA, folks. China controls the NBA's speech. So China doesn't give a damn if you put kill Whitey or kill cops or, you know, F black people on the back of a jersey. They don't give a damn. But if you put free Hong Kong, see, that's against China, who's trying to take over Hong Kong right now. And, well, you can't do that. But you can put kill Whitey on the back of a Lakers jersey. Yeah, there you go. Kill Whitey. Should I order a kill Whitey Lakers jersey? What if we order a kill Whitey, kill Blackie? What else can we do? Kill the Redskins? I mean, seriously, there's my kill Whitey jersey. I'll order my NBA kill Whitey jersey, but I can't have a free Hong Kong jersey. This is unbelievable. We're doing this in real time. All right, we got 40 seconds. Let's do, what else can we do? Kill all babies. Kill all babies. Let's try a kill babies on there. Yeah. Let's see. It's pondering. It's making it. It's making it. It's thinking. Oh, you're going to be able to make a kill babies for sure. Like, we could have one that says, like, rape all women. Like, rape children. I mean, you could put anything you want on the back of that jersey except free Hong Kong. Folks, think about that control that China has over the NBA and realize that they have that control over a lot of our major institutions.
So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up, and the woman stops and points at me, so they stop. And they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started. And they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing. And they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there. So they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone. But everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off, is high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. Thinking of where I want to go here. Let's do this. Let me just... Let me play clip 9. But, you know, let me just put this out there because it's on my head. And somehow this story didn't make my stack. But you have the FBI, internal investigators, people involved with the Ghislaine Maxwell arrest and incarceration. And they're all saying the same thing, which again, folks, Alex Jones is the original Q. Alex Jones is Q. And what is Ghislaine Maxwell and the people saying? They have compromising videotapes of U.S. politicians, Hollywood actors, British royalties having sex with children. Now, that's just the beginning. And quite frankly, Maxwell and maybe even Epstein may not even be involved in some of the snuff films. I'm talking about murder films. I'm sorry to tell you this, but like raping children to death films. Because those are out there too. Now, I don't know if that's Maxwell and Epstein territory or not, but that's like the next level. That's what I'm saying. Like all these people are just skipping all these levels and going right to the elite pedophile rings. Above that is the Luciferian, child sacrificing, adrenochrome, spirit cooking, literal death cult murder rings. Again, is Maxwell involved in that or not? I don't know. But now Maxwell, they're already basically saying she's going to commit suicide. It's basically what they're saying. So they're going to murder her. But they're jumping her from different facility to try to avoid that. They're trying to keep her whereabouts unknown to try to avoid that. So they're doing everything they can to keep her alive. But to me, that just means all the more she's going to be dead before November. That'd be my guess. Probably sooner than later. But who knows what's going on behind the scenes? Who knows how much of the Epstein blackmail video vault they got? Who knows how much of the blackmail video vault Maxwell even had access to and can turn over? Who knows how much they're willing to cooperate? You know, I will say this, though. Outside of the Epstein Maxwell child pedophile ring elite gate, pedo gate, the real pizza gate, the real Wayfair gate, look, Pizzagate, Wayfairgate, people are looking into that. There's some serious stuff there, okay? But Pizzagate is Epstein Gate. Wayfairgate is Ghislaine Maxwell Gate. That's what it is. Whether or not it ends up being connected to Wayfair or not, it starts right there with Epstein and Maxwell and Clinton. And the FBI running the whole thing. Ted Gunderson blew that whistle decades ago. Hell, you had that Democrat from Georgia. What was her name? Cynthia McKinney, who did hours and hours of congressional testimony about how DynCorp was involved in child sex trafficking. You had Hillary Clinton's top aide, Laura Silsby, caught trafficking children over the border of Haiti. I mean, it's a joke. Trump goes out to the correspondents' dinner and says, how many villages Hillary Clinton has stolen from Haiti, literally talking about the children that they plundered from Haiti to sell into child sex rings, to make sex slaves. That's Wayfair Gate. That's Pizzagate. It's Epstein Gate. It's Maxwell Gate. So we'll see if anything comes of that. I can tell you this. John Solomon has now said indictments in Obamagate are inevitable. And to the people behind the scenes that know about it that I talk to say the same thing. Now, I'm from the show me state. You got to show me before I believe it. But boy, if they can bring Obama down, who knows where it ends.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
It either gets darker on humanity than ever before, or that piercing light starts to get through that eternal darkness. I don't want to get distracted here. It's just heavy to think about, folks. You think about all the crimes that these people have committed in broad daylight to cover up the real crimes that they're doing undercover on Epstein Island with European royalties, political elite in the West, Hollywood, sex trafficking kids, sex abusing kids. I mean, treason. Treason is like a fart in the wind to these people. Treason is something they engage in on a daily basis. It's called business. Barack Obama's business was treason. Barack Obama was treason. Selling us out to Iran. And see, they used to use that against me as their big thing. You'd plug my name into Google, it'd be, oh, Owen Schroyer says Barack Obama should be hung for treason. They quit doing that because they realized it actually resonates with people. And people are like, yeah, he's right. So now they go off on some other things. But, man. You know, justice be done, may the heavens fall. It's just, it has to all come out, folks. It has to all come out with the Hollywood pedophilia, the child sex kidnapping and trafficking and blackmail rings done with the global elite, the secret Luciferian sacrifice, child sacrifice, human sacrifice, geoengineering, social engineering, societies. It has to all come out. It just has to. And whatever it does to us in a short term, we're just going to have to take it. Because if we don't deal with that now, it's just eternal darkness here until the Creator returns. And so, and it's, you know, it's not going to be easy, folks. It's like, you know, finding out you got gangrene on your knee or something, and you're going to have to amputate within 24 hours or you're going to die. It's like, well, that's, you know, that's not fun. But you're going to have to chop that leg off. All right, I'm just going to step back for a second here because I didn't intend on going to that dark place. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is Q. Alex Jones is Q. Now, that's why we're banned everywhere. That's why we're the name that shall not be named. That's why Alex Jones is Voldemort to this deep state. I'm proud of that. Believe me, I am. We'll never stop fighting. And the miracle of it all is this audience. You make it all possible. We've got just hours left on the July 4th extended sale right now that has some of the top-selling supplements at 50% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points with every order. So that's a big return right now for your buck at InfoWarsStore.com. But you know, I like to monitor these things. So yes, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion is top-rated. It's 50% off. Yes, the Bodies is top-rated. It's 50% off. Yes, the DNA Force Plus is top rated. It's 50% off. I can go down the line. But you know what? I got a little itch right now. I want to check out the shower heads again. People are always like, why are you always talking about these shower heads? Man, because I'm telling you, get the shower head and you'll find out why. So I just want to see, I just want to make sure that we have some available though. Because they do sell out quickly, the shower heads at InfoWarsStore.com. It's like, what? Yeah, you know about our supplements. Our supplements are top of the line. They get high-rated reviews. They're on sale right now. Shower heads, though, nobody really talks about them. And they're the best shower heads in the business. And they're still available at InfoWarsStore.com. So lucky you. So whether it's the shower heads, the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food, all the top supplements, the T-shirts, the hats, you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible for us to be on air. And for me to have a platform. So cannot thank you enough. And look, I'll be sad when all these grifting, weak-kneed, get-on-their-belly conservatives get banned from social media. Because they were all celebrating when we got banned because we were number one. You know, it's kind of like your top competition goes down with a, you know, a torn ACL or something. Well, you don't, you kind of feel bad. Oh, you tore your ACL. That's no good. But, you know, kind of deep down, you're like, well, now that guy's off the court, so I'm kind of the best. That's kind of how all the other conservatives out there felt when Alex Jones got removed and when InfoWars got removed. It's like their biggest, you know, competitor just tore their ACL. It's like, oh, man, I'm really sorry about your ACL. But, hey, guys, guess what? Now we're number one. So let's not make a big deal even though they got kneecapped by the opposition. They won't kneecap us. Oh, they will kneecap you. Oh, yeah. But you know what? It'll become such a phenomenon probably before November that if you haven't been kneecapped by the deep state, people will just assume you're part of it. So that'll just play itself out. But again, InfoWarsStore.com is how we do everything we do here, is with your support. Okay. Let me clear out some of this other news. This was really depressing to me. Of course, this guy likes to go on mainstream news, Dr. Joseph Fair. From a dear friend, her daughter's first mask. That is disgusting. It made my heart melt. It's like, oh, your first birthday, your first, you know, ride on a two-wheel bicycle, your first trip to a ball game, your first, you know, time for this. And it's, oh, child's first mask, glorifying child abuse. Do you see what the left does? They glorify child abuse. Why do you think they do that? Why do you think the left glorifies child abuse? Think about all the ways the left glorifies child abuse. The forced vaccinations with poison. Now they force you to wear a mask. The drag queen story time for kids. The sexualizing children. Chop off your ding-a-ling. You know, all this stuff. They're doing all this to kids. And it's not even the left. The left is just either willing or unwilling idiots. Useful idiots. This is really the Luciferian satanic cult that runs the whole thing, and they don't even realize they're just foot soldiers of. They're the ones raping and murdering kids. They're the ones that kidnap children for their own delights. It's like the line, The Witch in the Wardrobe, when the witch comes around and she has the chocolate, the Turkish delights. Trafficking children is like Turkish delights for the globalists. It's like, oh, you want some Turkish delights? And then once you've had the one Turkish delight, see, they've got you. Now they've got you on the hook with the Turkish delights. Yeah. Making their children pose with a sign that says white privilege, and she's white. Now she thinks she's a bad person. Child abuse. Child abuse. So why are they pushing child abuse on this first wave? Because, folks, if it ever came out, or see, here's what it is. Either they're in control of the rollout of the pedophile networks and the child sex grooming gangs, and they're going to say, oh, it's liberal, oh, it's loving, oh, it's tolerant. If you don't like it, you're a bigot. Or we get out ahead of it and say, no, they are torturing, raping, and murdering children as part of a Luciferian cult, and they just want you to buy into it with this first level of child torture.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't Sudoku me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit that, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do. And they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are on pace to get all this news covered and have the entire third hour dedicated to your phone calls. Anything I have discussed so far today is fair game. Let me pick back up on the mask issue and then just show you how InfoWars is next year's news today. You know, just again, it's not about credit. It's about victory. It's about victory, folks. And if instead of shying away from InfoWars, instead of being afraid of InfoWars, if conservatives and President Trump would embrace InfoWars and mimic our tactics, we could actually deal with these people and not have to have the unspoken happen, which I don't think anybody wants. It's like you have these Young Turks videos where they say, oh, conservatives and Trump supporters want to kill you. What? You guys are the ones that murder babies. Not us. Believe me, don't take our tolerance for granted. The last thing we want is a civil war. I like America. I like freedom. I like being alive in this country. You guys are the ones that hate America. You guys are the ones picking a fight with America. I miss America. I miss going to a ball game. I miss going to a music festival. I miss going out to a steak dinner without a mask. We love America, so we will fight for America. You want to fight America. You're looking for the fight. You're mistaking our lack of tolerance to your hatred of America for some sort of war lust. No, believe me. Believe me. In fact, if we had things our way, we would actually get along. We would have civil discourse and maybe argue like cats and dogs and scratch and claw at one another. But at the end of the day, we'd break bread, knock glasses, and live and let live. You're in the death cult, but I'm digressing. Let me get back to this, some of this news. Senator Ted Cruz, consistent with airline policy after being photographed maskless on American Airlines flight. So apparently Ted Cruz is on an American Airlines flight, I guess flying coach, by the way. Not wearing a mask, and the left just freaks out. Ted Cruz seen without a mask. Good. Ted Cruz isn't a wuss. He's a Texan. He doesn't wear a mask. He doesn't wear a muzzle. He's not a slave. He's a free man. So I salute Ted Cruz. And I hope he fights back against all these people attacking him for not wearing a mask. Good for you, Ted Cruz. That's what you call no F's given. No given. But of course, you know, that's a big problem to the left. Like, oh my gosh, he hasn't joined our cult of Anthony Fauci's mask cult. We even got the president. We got him to subdue. We got him to take a knee for the mask. Why won't Ted Cruz? Like, oh my gosh. Just submit to us. Just submit to us, liberals. Submit to us. We're so tolerant. We just want to run everything in your life and be total dictators and authoritarians. But we love you.
Ugh.
All right, folks. I'm giving you a warning. This is like, and I've done this before, but this just, telling you, like, warning, warning, like the alarm's going off. Like, it's like you have a smoke alarm in your house. It goes off. Oh, there's some smoke. Oh, there's a fire. Better put it out. Now, I don't know if there's a fire to put out here other than just to understand what is going on. Here's the headline from The Sun. Three workers with coronavirus on the run from farm after 75 catch bug and 220 ordered to quarantine. So, folks, you understand the story. There's a farm, some people test positive, and then they have the whole place quarantined, and some of the men just say, no, I'm not a slave, and they now leave. They're now on the run from law enforcement. Like vigilantes. Because they don't want to go into forced lockdown? Because they don't want to be a slave? That's what it is, folks. Now, I've been telling you, do not take the test, because this is going to be here soon. And if you have a positive test, which they're probably, in fact, not probably, they are sending tests that are infected with COVID. So you take the test, you actually get COVID. Such a joke, man. Oh, man, I'm just sorry. It's just like, these are just basic facts of reality, but it just doesn't matter. So understand the risk you take when you take a COVID test. That's them putting one shackle on that arm. And then as soon as they tell you to force quarantine, boom, they got you. They got you. They're going to contact trace you and they got you. And then it's going to be, oh, anybody you are around has to quarantine. And then if they don't, guess what? They're coming for you next. So this is just a warning, folks. And you know what? Maybe this has to happen for Americans to wake up and realize how bad it is. Because the average American is really arrogant in their independence, in their freedom, that they have too much pride to admit they've been deceived, too much pride to admit their country has been occupied. So maybe this will be the thing that finally people are like, holy, you know what? We'll see. So here's an example, though, of InfoWars. This isn't even next year's news today. It's just if people would listen to us, we would be having victories hand over fist like there's no tomorrow. Series of headlines. So you saw the CEO of Goya Foods with the president praising the president, right? Everybody saw that. He was proud. He was loud. And he did not hesitate. And he did not back down after all the boycott calls and everything. NPR, Goya Way calls for boycott Goya Foods after CEO praises President Trump. Now, who are they boycotting? Oh, Goya Foods, who perhaps, as far as I could tell, I couldn't find any other company that does more for food banks than Goya Foods. I couldn't find any other company in food production, in the food industry, that does more for starving and hungry people than Goya Foods. So the left is now literally calling to boycott the most generous, charitable food organization company in the world, and the left wants to boycott them. But guess what happened, folks? Guess what happened to Goya Foods? Sales skyrocketed. The average Goya Foods section of your supermarket looks like this now. Can't find it. Headline, Goya Foods sale take off after liberal boycott. Now, I have been saying this since day one. But again, they, you know, oh, don't talk about it. And everybody likes, like, we're the black sheep. No, we're the white knight. We're the white wizard. How many times did I say the Trump economy is real? How many times did I say double down, triple down, quadruple down as an America first, as a make America great again, and your company will see more profits than ever? I've been saying it for 4 years. Goya Foods is just another example.
Been on air
26 years. But starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me. And they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a Renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you can predict what individuals were going to be doing, you can add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up. And the woman stops and points at me. So they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started. And they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing. And they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there, so they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I was thinking about this issue over the weekend. And this story on the Daily Caller today summed it all up in my head, put the missing link together. You see, I can't go into really in the weeds detail about this, but let's just say it's really worse than I'm going to try to explain to you here. The headline on the George, the Daily Caller, the headline is George Soros founded, excuse me, this is what happened. My brain is getting scrambled right now because this is such, this is like the biggest issue, really, when it comes to freeing ourselves of this globalist leech that is sucking us dry. So let me just try to, okay. Daily Caller headline, George Soros funded Fusion GPS. Spokesman confirms. Now look, you're saying, okay, I get it. You've heard this before. And the story is from 2 years ago. But there's a reason why Alex Jones just sent this to me, because it put the missing link in my head. And InfoWars is in this battle unlike you could even imagine at this level. You see, to the globalists, which runs the liberal mental illness faction of America, money is not even a thing to these people. They own all the money, folks. They have all the money. And so they are able to hide their money, and they're able to spread their money, and they're able to operate without financial burden or financial strain because they have all the money. It's kind of like people assume that the NFL will go under if nobody goes to the games. No, the NFL will be fine. They have all the TV money. They don't care if nobody's at the games. They have the TV money. But it's like, and I'm trying to, I can't even explain it. You have to understand how the fiat currency works and how the globalists are in control of all the fiat currencies around the world and can literally just like tap into a fire hydrant for money. Whereas we're like trying to shoot the moon with a slingshot every day here at InfoWars. And again, I won't go into the great detail, but I mean, Alex Jones tries to fight these people at their level, folks, and that's why they want him dead, really. And maybe someday Alex will go into detail about this. But that's why it's so frustrating seeing quote unquote conservative ink take all the glory and take all the money, because they'll never fight this level. But just understand, folks, money is not an issue to these people. They can tap into a fire hydrant and get as much money that they need for whatever the hell they want. And it's not just because they control and have all the billionaires on their side, which is just ironic. No, folks, it's bigger than that. They run the entire world economic system. They can value or devalue money at the flick of a switch. But you see, all the hedging that they did, all the betting that they did against America and on China is now in the balance. So that's why they're putting all their money into this, because they bet on China to come out on top, not America. So, yes, Soros money is everywhere, but it's all the same money, folks. It's all the same money. And they just move it all around between David Brock and all his super PACs and Feinstein's friends and all her super PACs and donate directly to Media Matters and all this stuff to destroy America. And all they have to do is plug into a fire hydrant and they just get cash. So We don't have that luxury. We have the luxury of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, but just understand that's what we're going against. It's like a leaky faucet versus a fire hose with unlimited water resources. But imagine that leaky faucet is a threat to that fire hydrant. That's InfoWars, folks. Because if we were ever able to turn the faucet on, it would be game over. All right. More proof that Trump is the most popular president in our lifetime. Trump boat parade likely breaks world record as over 3,000 vessels turn up. So whether it's in Florida or Lake of the Ozarks or Lake Murray, Trump boat parades are all the rage. Now, you won't be seeing any Biden boat parades. You won't be seeing any bikers for Biden. Hell, you won't even see a Biden rally. But boy, oh boy, I just hope they've put all the right measurements in place to stop this election theft from happening. And they haven't. Because the social media censorship continues. And the Democrats are getting away without putting the citizenship question on the census. They're getting away with sending mail-in ballots to dead people, people that have moved, pets, literally pets now. Believe me. If a liberal Democrat gets a mail-in ballot for their parakeet, that parakeet's voting Biden. You understand? If a liberal Democrat gets a ballot for their dead grandpa, that dead grandpa is about to vote Biden. These people have no low they won't go to, folks. Now, their justification is, oh, I'm fighting Trump. Oh, I'm fighting a Nazi. Oh, I'm fighting racism. Oh, I'm fighting white supremacy. It's all a lie. It's all a lie that they tell. It's all a lie that they manufacture. It's all a lie that they hop on board because it gives them cover for their crimes. And so if you ever do catch them illegally voting or whatever else they do, they'll just say, well, I was fighting Nazis. I was fighting a racist. See how these people operate? They're sick. You know, there's a couple different ways you can deal with a cancer, folks. There's a couple different ways you can deal with a cancer, but one way kills you. The other way spares your life, but does get rid of that cancer, doesn't it? So that's what we're dealing with. Liberalism is cancer on America. The Democrat Party is cancer on America. There is no lie they won't tell. There is no violence they won't commit. There is no censorship. There is no limit to the lengths of depravity that they will go to for their political agenda. And they justify all of it with the big lie of racism.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally. And it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Infowars.com/show.
Oh, you don't think for 1 second if a liberal Democrat got 3 ballots? Vote by mail ballots, one for their dead grandpa, one for their dog, one for their son that's moved away, and they could file all one of those for Biden? You don't think for 1 second they would do that? Of course they would. Of course they would, and they will. Now, again, though, just, this is a little tough to measure, but it's in New York. So Mayor de Blasio, while, in fact, yeah, I'm going to cover the story here. The violence in New York is worse than it's been in decades. And it's just increased every week since George Floyd's death. That's by design. Go figure. Who's running that parade? But while de Blasio is out painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower, I mean, could you make a more political statement? I mean, come on. How dumb do you have to be to not see what de Blasio is doing? Painting BLM in front of Trump Tower? Oh, it's not political. It's not about Trump at all. No, it's all about Trump. It's always been about Trump. No matter what acronym, no matter what movement, no matter what march, it's all about getting Trump, folks. That's why the left wing is so activated. That's why they're putting in all their money, all their effort, everything. It's all about getting Trump. And in response to that, though, Trump supporters showed up by the, looks like, hundreds, if not over 1,000, over the weekend in front of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, waving Trump flags, chanting USA, you know, everything that the liberals hate. You show up with an American flag and chant USA, oh, the liberal melts down. It's like the Wicked Witch of the West around water. So it's weird, though. That's like the weird culture war that's happening. And sadly, it doesn't even fight any battles for us. It doesn't even do anything for us, really. We're not each other's enemies. We're not oppressing one another. And it's not Trump either. Which, you know, if these people could think for 1 second, if they could think, which they can't, they go out and wear a mask. It's like, you go, literally, the Black Lives Matter being painted on the street, everyone's wearing a mask. The Trump rally in front of Trump Tower, no one's wearing a mask. It's like, hey, one group of people can think, the other can't think. So, of course, they don't get it. Trump hasn't been in government for more than 4 years now. But, you know, they follow de Blasio and Cuomo and Pelosi and Biden and all the people that have been in government oppressing them for decades. You know, I mean, I just pray to God. Oh, please, God, just save these people. Please, Lord, just take the shackles off their mind. Please, God, just allow them to think again. Just please, Lord, allow them to think for themselves again. Please, God, take the blinders of mainstream media off their eyes. Take the lies and deception from the Democrat Party out of their soul. Let them think again. Let them be free again, Lord, please, before we all become slaves. It's our only hope. It's our only hope is that the Creator intervenes and saves these people. Because they're not going to listen to us, they're not going to listen to Trump, and they're not going to think for themselves. It's like, I got this video. This guy, black guy, by the way, going around just on a stabbing spree of all the white people he can find on a New York subway. And again, I hate covering this stuff, man, because it's all minority crap. The average black person and the average white person in America don't think about race. They don't care. They just want to live in a free country, live their life, raise their family, have a place to live, a place to sleep, someone that loves them. Doesn't matter the color of their skin. But it's all the left engages in now. And again, I got this whole stack of news about it. And it's like, I have friends that are like, hey, you know, you talk about this an awful lot. Don't you think you're adding to it? Don't you think you're hyping it up? I understand that. I don't want to be a part of that. I'm just covering the dang news. It's not white people going out stabbing black people. It's not white people playing the knockout game. It's not white people going around saying, you know, kill Blackie and murdering him in the street. But see, it's not even black people either. That's just an identity. That's just a skin color. It's brainwashed mainstream media pawns. That's what it is. But again, I'm just going to tell it like it is. The mainstream news and the Democrat Party have fomented racism against white people in this country and legitimized it. So what are you going to do about all the racism in this country against white people? Let's go down the list of the double standard right now when it comes to the social, cultural issues. So BLM gets painted basically in every major city, every capital city in America. Right?
Right.
Well, Women for Trump requested a street mural in New York City. They sent an official letter to Bill de Blasio. There's multiple layers of lawyers going on this, too. And so, you know, Black Lives Matter gets painted all over New York City, officially sanctioned by the government. So Women for Trump wanted a Women for Trump mural, and they got rejected. Bill de Blasio will be hearing from lawyers. We'll see if anything comes of it. Vermont City Council rejects American flag art after pushing through and fast-tracking emergency BLM street mural. What? BLM is a Democrat Party fundraising operation. I'm sick of this crap. I mean, dude, they literally fund themselves millions of dollars through Black Lives Matter. They fund themselves millions of dollars through Planned Parenthood, and we pay for it. I'm sick of this crap. Why do these people run our lives? Sorry, I'm going to calm down, but I am. It goes on. White Lives Matter found painted on street. Police investigating for a hate crime. What? Black Lives Matter. Good to go. City sanctioned. Millions of dollars of funding. If you don't agree with it, you're a racist. White Lives Matter. Shut it down. Censor it. Remove it and investigate those responsible for a hate crime. Instagram has a new thing, mute white people. It's a little logo you can put on your video, mute white people. Isn't that nice? Imagine if it said mute black people. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Instagram would be canceled. But hey, mute whitey, hell yeah. Mute that whitey, which, you know, I mean, I got news for you. White people and black people are minorities on planet Earth. But it doesn't matter. It's like America is the only place that exists in these people's minds, and it's racist, and it's responsible for slavery, and white people are bad. And it's like, we're living on a planet here. Seriously, you know what? The average liberal leftist literally doesn't even know what planet they live on, folks. They literally don't even know what planet they live on. They see a chessboard and they try to play checkers. And they couldn't even comprehend chess if you tried to explain it to them. Another hate crime hoax. Student claims he found racist note on his car. Police investigate. He wrote the note himself. Yeah, I mean, well, when there's no real racism in this country, you got to fake it. Man in hate crime killing said he targeted biker because he was white. So Daniel Navarro saw a white guy who was an ex-cop on his Harley, ran him off the road, killed him. Media doesn't care. No riots, no protests, nothing. Young mom, 24 years old, shot dead after telling Black Lives Matter protesters all lives matter. She gets shot. She gets killed. By the way, there's a developing story here now, and I don't want to be the one to break this, but looks like there was another murder here in Texas because a guy had a MAGA hat on. We'll see if it comes out. And then you have New York Police Department retiring applications up 400%. The city's falling apart. New York sees rise in shootings for the 8th straight weekend, but drastically the 2nd straight weekend. So New York City falling apart, but Bill de Blasio puts Black Lives Matter on the front of Trump Tower, and that'll stop the rioting. That'll stop the violence, right? No.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government. And we as American citizens must say no.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, folks. Again, I hate when I do segments like the last segment. It's just we have to fight back against mainstream media false narratives. And the only way I can do that is just by showing you the truth of what's really going on. Again, the average American, no matter what their skin color is, doesn't have a racist bone in their body, doesn't care about identity politics, just wants to live their own life, have a roof over their head, a bed to sleep in, a hot meal on the table, an ability to transport themselves from point A to point B. I mean, it's just how do you cover that? How do you properly cover that without being part of the problem? I really don't know. I really don't know. So I just tell it like it is and just read the news. But believe me, I don't want to be a part of the racial divide in this country. It's the last thing I want. But I see the mainstream media spewing up this, spinning this web of lies and deception, aiming it against one group of people, lying about the whole thing. And yeah, it's going to make you angry. So I don't know. I'll try to do better on it. But I mean, believe me, I hate it just as much as the average audience does. Let me give out the phone number because we're going to do phone calls for the entire third hour here. The number is 877-789-2539. By the way, a couple of their topics if you want to call in. Florida man crashes into church, sets it on fire with perishers inside. This story is a wild one. Guy rams into the church in his car, immediately starts pouring gasoline everywhere, lights the place on fire. Didn't see this on any mainstream news over the weekend. Zero coverage. Now, if you would have done it at a mosque, it would have been top story. Would have been a white supremacist. But because he's a leftist liberal that hates Christians, well, nobody talks about that. Remember the city council digital meeting that I did where they basically told us all to push sand? Well, they had another one the next day, and they gave all of their seminar callers bilingual all day to talk. They didn't make them sit on the phone for 2.5 hours. City of Austin and Travis County officials want to hear from you. It's all fake. It's all seminar. It's all scripted. It's all planned. This Mayor Adler is a joke, and this local city council is criminal in the way they've treated this city. MSNBC, only 33% approve of Trump's handling of virus. Well, what has Trump even done? That's Fauci. But if you were said, if you would have had the same poll, how many Americans approve of Fauci's hand? Oh, we love Fauci. Oh, well, it's all been Fauci. It hadn't been Trump at all. Trump said, hey, it's the seasonal flu. What are we freaking out about? Trump was right. Trump shut down the border from China. Trump wanted to shut down the border from the beginning. Trump was right. The media lied, and now the people were deceived. Another one and final one. I'm telling you, I don't hear anyone else talking about it but me and then just people I talk to. Something weird is going on in the Navy, folks, okay? I don't know what it is. I don't understand it, but I'm telling you right now, there is something weird and bad and nefarious going on in the Navy. Now, I don't know if this story has anything to do with it, but when you add up all the stories from the last 6 years with the Navy ships crashing and then the COVID and then the South China Sea. And I mean, it just goes on and on. And now an explosion in a naval vessel is still on fire in San Diego. How the hell does this happen to our great Navy, folks? Something is amiss in the Navy, and it's spelled Obama. But I'll leave it there. Now, final thing before we go to your calls. Now, look, I want to be clear. I have nothing against Julie Banderas, Fox News host. I think she's great. But she put this video up on Twitter. Just roll the B-roll, guys. And she shows her whole makeup routine before she goes on. And it's like a whole 2-hour thing, and she boils it down in a video to 2 minutes. But and then you see Rachel Campos Duffy comment underneath her tweet and says, "Oh, I miss the Fox News makeup and hair team." Folks, I'm telling you, I've told you this for years. Most mainstream news people spend 2 to 3 hours to 5 hours in hair and makeup not doing research. I put water on my hair and step into studio, if I'm lucky, 30 minutes before the show. Who do you want to invest with?
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I have to go into places that are very dark, and I don't like going there, and I don't like the notions or the perceptions that come with going there, but we will go where no one else will in media. But let me just emphasize, we are part of the non-aggression principle here at InfoWars, but man, when they're coming to force vaccinate you, when they're taking your freedoms, when they're threatening you with fines and jail time, that's no longer a non-aggression. When they're fomenting race wars in this country, pitting black people against white people, they're crossing the non-aggression principle. Now, this is all being done by the left. Now, we want to see America resolve its differences peacefully here. We want to see the collapse of the corrupted establishment in this country and the world collapse peacefully and something left over that we can build off of. We don't want to see it all burn to the ground. And that's what the left is attempting to do right now, folks. And the real reason why they want the global reset, they have stolen so much money. They have kidnapped so many children. They have lied and deceived and started so many fake wars. They know if the chickens ever come home to roost, they're the ones that are responsible. They're the ones that are going to pay the price. So they just want to burn it all down and then hide in the ashes and hope that we never know what happened. We never know what hit us. That's why InfoWars exists. That's why we're here. We're telling you what's coming at you. We're telling you what's hitting you. We're trying to inform you. That's why we're number one when it comes to being censored and silenced. You want to know who Q is? Q is actually live 4 hours a day at InfoWars.com. His name is Alex Jones. Everybody wants to know who Q is. Alex Jones is Q. Alex Jones has been Q for 20 years. Now, again, I have nothing against most of the hosts on Fox News, specifically Julie Banderas. Hey, I get it. You're a woman. You want to look good on TV, and Fox probably makes you do this, by the way. I'll stop right there. But the average host on Fox spends 2 to 5 hours in hair and makeup. I do 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. People think I wear hair gel. This is literally just water. I mean, this is literally just water. Here, look. I can just, it's all water. I don't use any hair products. I don't wear any makeup. Half the time I have pimples on my face. I don't care. I spend 5 minutes brushing my teeth and I put water on my hair. The average television host spends 2 to 5 hours in hair and makeup to get ready. That's why they look like they have a damn helmet on their head. If they're a dude. That's why they call it Fox News, because they make sure they got the foxy ladies all ready to go. We don't do that at InfoWars, folks. I spend minimum 5 hours a day prepping for this broadcast. So, who do you want to invest with? Who do you want to see on air? Who do you want to fund? Who do you want to support? The people that spend 5 hours a day in hair and makeup and only talk about what they're allowed to talk about? Or the people that spend 5+ hours a day prepping for a broadcast and the original Q, Alex Jones? And you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, this is the last night, if not just hours remaining, for the July 4th super sale, which has been extended. But the free shipping, the double Patriot points, the discounts on the top supplements, just hours remaining. And the big one there is the emergency food supply, the storable foods, or the air filters and the water filters, also heavy. But the storable foods, these are heavy to ship, expensive to ship. We are still covering those shipping costs at InfoWarsStore.com, but the hours are ticking away. The hours are ticking away. So take advantage the final hours of the July 4th super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we are now into the third hour, and it's all about you and your phone calls. And so we will start with Benjamin in Florida. Benjamin in Florida, go ahead.
Hello. I fundamentally don't believe that America is a racist country. And I'm seeing things in Black Lives Matter where it's like, yeah, we're really angry about the horrible atrocities of slavery that happened and ended in 1865, such as forcing slaves to go pick cotton. However, I have yet to see any of them ever once mention some of the blatantly racist practices which go on in China.
Yep.
Such as what's happened to the Uyghurs there, such that 84% of the cotton in China.
Yeah, but here, but Benjamin, let me just cut you off real quick, because here's the thing. So we understand this. We understand what you're saying here. So I pose a question to you. So what do we do about this? The average Black Lives Matter protester, which is actually white, by the way, is so uninformed, but they don't even have a veracity or any sort of will to be informed. They don't care. So it's like, yeah, what are you going to do? Like, for example, there was this lady at a protest here in Austin who was like, you know, it was a black guy harassing her about how his ancestors were slaves. And she said, my ancestors came here from Ireland. They were slaves, too. And he just was like, no, what are you talking about? Just like she made it up. Like they don't even realize the first slaves here were actually Irish people. So it's like, I mean, even the African slaves, who do you think sold them into slavery? Africans, black people. But it's like they don't even care. And if you dare ask them, okay, well, you know what? If it's so bad here, what is a better country on earth for a black person to live in? Where can a black person be more prosperous than America? They'll just, they can't answer that. So I guess my question, I'll just pose a question to you, Benjamin. So what do we do? What do we do with these people that actually believe all the mainstream media propaganda, believe all the race baiting, and have really just been turned into racists at just kind of a weird fundamental level of just brainwashing cult behavior? How do we break through to them? How do we get them to understand they've become their own worst enemy?
Well, I think that part of the thing that you can do is that since there might still be some shred of patriotism, is point out that they're going to end up becoming pawns of the Chinese state-run media propaganda outlet. Because if you go to some place like Xinhua or the Global Times, they use the George Floyd protest such that somebody put something on Twitter that said, "Help, I can't breathe," and then people responded, "I can't tweet," and then, of course, they memory hold it for obvious propaganda reasons.
So you think use the whole paradigm of Chinese slave labor and they all are wearing clothes from China, promoting people that are paid off by China, you think maybe there's hope there?
I think that probably the thing that we have to do is just tell people about some of the really awful atrocities, which can be extremely well documented, such as, I mean, some of the sources which I got for this were the 84% number, that was from the BBC, as in...
You know what I predict, though? Because I think you're on the right path here, but I predict, because this is inevitable, really, because it's the ultimate injustice is what goes on in China. It's the ultimate double standard, what goes on in China. And to sit here and act like America's got a problem. But you know what? Here's what I predict. When this paradigm actually hits home and enters the common civil discourse between the left and the right, I predict right now that the left wing of America, you know, the Democrats are going to do it and the media is going to do it. They're agents of China. The average leftist in the street is actually going to end up standing up for China, saying China's innocent.
And that is truly a sad thing to see, given that...
Well, look at how far they've gone, Benjamin. I mean, would you be surprised?
I would not be surprised. And
I think that's where it goes. Benjamin, thanks for the call. We got to go to a break here. Thank you for the call, though. Good call.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own
destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You know where you are? You're in the jungle. Be a lion. Be a hyena. Or be eaten. All right. We're going to go back out to the phone lines. And we go to Pegasus in Wisconsin. Pegasus, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hi, I've been in the rabbit hole since 1991, so I'm real deep into the wild conspiracy stuff. And I was wonderlanding about the Bill Gates injection. As a fluid-filled meat sack, I'm very concerned about it. I think that when they force the vaccine itself will spread a disease/illness, and that chimera mixed with the scary fall-down seizure-inducing additives, adjuvants, and preservatives will be rebranded as the symptoms of COVID-20 or COVID-19 wave 2 or whatever, kind of like SV40 and the polio vax, or, you know, like how you saw in December and January, those videos in China of people flopping over like fish.
Yeah. And really, who knows what that could have been, but I think you're absolutely right in your prediction. And I think that that's why, well, I aired the report from Greg Reese at the top of the hour, but that's why I think that report is so accurate, because the mask is the way of the initiation, right? Like, okay, I'm wearing the mask. I am now initiated into the COVID cult. I'm now initiated into the COVID world order. I've now been owned by the coronavirus, the crown virus. Symbolism is always there, because this is how they're going to crown themselves kings of the new world order, kings and queens of the new world order, with the crown virus, the coronavirus. And now you wearing the mask is your initiation phase. That means what's next? You're going to take that vaccine. And then, like you said, when the vaccine has the side effects, they'll just blame COVID-20 or whatever it is, and then say, oh, but the microchip is fail-proof. And then you put in that microchip, you're gone, buddy. You're now Bill Gates' property.
Oh, and like, you know, I've worn a mask for a large portion of my life every day. I don't rely on a paper $1 garbage mask for like minor construction stuff, and they're making it seem like it's some super high-tech technology that's going to do anything.
Well, the cotton mask, the surgical mask, which is, oh, guys, pull up that picture you found in Latvia, by the way. See, again, folks, you know what? Here's what I really want. This is my truly genuine cause up here. Is to inform you. I want you informed. You can think whatever you want about me and do whatever you want with the information. I want you to be informed. I don't want you to be a victim of the propaganda. So that surgical mask,
that they're now, they just revealed some statue in Latvia, like, oh my gosh, the nurses who don't wear stethoscopes, by the way. But they depict this woman as a nurse in the mast. It's like, oh, because this is the initiation of falling victim to the crown virus. This surgical cloth mask is a one-use only mask. Surgeons only wear it to protect their saliva from going into open wounds or your mouth like they're a dentist or something. So it, like you said, it's like they don't even think, Pegasus. It's literally like, oh, this is a cloth mask. I'll wear it 20 times. On the box, it says doesn't stop COVID and one-time use only, and surgeons use it to stop their saliva. But it doesn't matter. This is part of the initiation. You don't think, you don't read, you don't research, you do what you're told, and then boom, you've been initiated into the crown virus world order.
Totally, totally. And I'm talking not only the cloth mask, but like the N95 masks. Like those are garbage. You know, when they were made in America and there was more nose space, you know, I have some of those and those are all right. But like I said, they're for like light use only. Otherwise, you know, you have to.
Well, yeah. And that's for people that are like painting and dealing with toxic fumes. And by the way, everybody keeps sending me the videos from India and China where they're stomping on the masks, wiping their butt with the mask. Folks, it's a joke. They're sending COVID tests over here that are already infected and infect you with COVID. This is such a joke, man. I mean, I'm begging people to wake up on this planet. I am begging Americans to wake up and find their soul and find their spirit and not be slaves to this propaganda. Pegasus, thank you for the call. Alex in California, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead. Howdy.
Good. Things are crazy here in California as usual. And
Newsom just reshut down the whole state. He just shut down the whole state again.
Back to phase one. And like beyond that. So it's just, it's insane. I mean, I fled for the 4th of July. I went up to Lake Tahoe and get away from that.
Boy, that's a beautiful lake, isn't it?
Amazing. Amazing. I've now had the cops called on me twice for not wearing a mask. I told you before the first time that I did. The second time I had it called on me was I told them I had asthma. And it was, again, just in like the gas station in town. And I'm like, oh, no, sorry, I've got asthma, I can't. And he goes, let me see your papers. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, let me see your papers. I'm like,
oh, that's illegal. That's illegal. You should have threatened to call the, in fact, from just another channel right here. They are not allowed to ask. That's a Department of Justice ADA violation. So immediately you should have threatened them for calling the Department of Justice for an ADA violation and they could be fined $75,000.
That's the beauty of it, because I called their bluff on that, because the guy had picked up the phone and started to dialing because I was giving such a, you know, making such a fuss saying that I had asthma, that while he was on the picking up the phone, I'm like, yeah, well, you're so worried about a rule that I broke. You just broke the law because you can't ask me my medical information. And he's like, well, you know, we get, I'm like, and secondly, by the way, you're here in a gas station, no offense, but like, you want to see my papers? Can I see your medical degree? What the hell are you going to do with that? Like, what are you going to do with my papers? Even if I decided to show you anything, you can't examine it. Oh my gosh.
And I just stumbled upon another thing here. Think about it. This is why they have to have the microchip carrying your medical information, because now it won't be, oh, they have to ask or you have to share it. They just scan it, or it just broadcasts on your forehead.
It's insane, man. It's insane. So I decided to take the rules as serious as they are. And now I literally wear a paper bag on my head with just eye holes cut out on the front. And I drew like a little smiley face on it. And everybody, they let me in. No problem. Just because my face is covered. That's, you know, the rule. That's all that matters.
You know, and it's funny, too. And there's so many people that are telling me about the placebo mask that they try all around. And nobody says anything. This whole mask thing is such a joke. It's just such a joke. I mean, people that buy into it, they just want to buy into it, man. That's why they're wearing it at home. It's like when I was a kid, it's like literally, I remember this. It's like when I was a kid, like a little kid, my dad used to take me to like a basketball game, say, and I'd have one of those mini basketballs. They'd toss them out in the crowd. I'd get a mini basketball, and I loved watching the guys play and dribble up and down the court. And I'd come home like as a 4 or 5 year old, and I'd go around and I'd dribble the basketball and I'd dunk it on my little tyke's hoop and I'd, you know, celebrate like I won the game. It's like, that's what they're doing. They're LARPing like they're actually fighting a pandemic. In their house now, they wear a mask in their house. It's like, ha-ha, I'm having victory over a global pandemic. I'm fighting it. You're like a four-year-old kid with a baseball mitt. Grow up. Think for yourself.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right. Just remember, folks, when you get on the line, just skip the pleasantries because I got a lot of callers. I want to get to as many as possible, and I end up just kind of droning on with you. We could talk all day. But let's not hesitate here. We'll get back to the phone lines. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. It's how everything we do here is possible. We don't have that fire hydrant of cash coming from George Soros like Media Matters or any of these other people. We don't get government payouts like NPR and all these other people that got part of the PPP money. No, we get your support, and that's how we want it, and that's how we get it. So we thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Final hours of the July 4th super sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. James in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, James.
Hey, thank you very much. I think that it's great that Donald Trump commuted Roger Stone's sentence. That's one more step. Second step, Ghislaine Maxwell came out and said she's got a bunch of videos of all these crooked politicians doing nasty stuff. As a first-time father coming up, I didn't realize maybe till 2 years ago that all this stuff went on in society with, like, the elites and Hollywood celebrities and diddling kids. That's all crazy, man. These people are not human. Honestly, they're not.
Well, here's the biggest shocker of it all, though. The mainstream media is complicit in it. They cover it up. And, you know, I think that's the biggest but easiest. There's like a trampoline in front of it. It's like the biggest hurdle. But there's a big trampoline in front of it. You just got to try it. The mainstream television news is not real news. It's not to inform you. It's to keep you uninformed. That's why you had the ABC news hosts say, yeah, we spiked the Epstein story to protect the Clintons. Folks, television news is out to get you. Okay? And that's the biggest hurdle. But there's a trampoline. It's the easiest if you just try it. And it's just like, yeah, man, I mean, because you'd think, oh, if this was true, mainstream news would be covering it. Oh, if this was true, I'd see it on TV. No, folks, the TV's complicit. The TV's part of it. Sorry, James, go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Like I said, I mean, I'm glad to see that once again, Donald Trump is plowing forward, dealing through all of his nonsense. Yeah, he lost a couple points in my book wearing a mask, but he did go into the hospital, so I guess that's respectful. But he's still, in the same aspect, pardon our boy Roger Stone. I mean, that was... That's a mountain right there you got to climb. Then you have this woman over here willing to talk. I mean, hey, I mean, if we're going all in to drain the swamp, this is where you start. And I mean, November is just around the corner. We're right there. You know what I mean? We just got to keep going forward, man. Keep it going.
Yeah. And I'm an impatient person. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I just, it's kind of not necessarily an immediate, I'm not an immediate gratification person. It's just like when I have something in front of me, when I have a to-do list, I got to get it done or it's just like it bothers me. It like eats me up inside. So it's like I just want to see all the people that were involved with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, if not arrested, I mean, just put them up against a firing wall. You know what I mean? I mean, these people are trafficking and raping children, okay? You just had, in fact, you just had, I think it was Indonesia or something. Some guy got caught, just a mass pedophile, you know, just mass rapist of children. They put him up against a wall. They killed him, shot him in the head. That's what you do with a massive pedophile. That's what you do with a child sex trafficker. You give him the old lead treatment to the head. So, I mean, we'll see what comes of Maxwell or not. I mean, there is a price on her head, though, that we can't even imagine. James, thank you so much for the call. Justin in California, go ahead.
I just want to call in to point out, I was thinking, listening to the show earlier, that maybe all these asymptomatic people that are testing positive were, like you said, set up already. The test was going to be wrong, or they all just had a flu before and they're testing positive, and that's just what it is. Is it's just the asymptomatic people have already been sick. And I wanted to throw an idea out there on how we can inform people or red pill people, because a few years back, I was kind of on the left, but not really. I went to work every day. I didn't listen to the news. I just believed, like, let's all have equal rights and everything. And I would have easily been tricked into believing the bullshit. Oh, sorry about that. The BS.
Dump it. We got to dump it. All right, go ahead. Finish your statement.
All right. Yeah. So back then I heard about Alex Jones and I listened to a couple of his things and I thought he was crazy back then. Because he goes over and beyond with some things and they end up not being true for a little bit of time, like next year's news today kind of stuff. So you guys should dedicate a website to all of your guys' home runs, your grand slam. so that we can link the website to a certain thing like the abortion stuff. Like, look at the videos of them keeping babies alive and like Project Veritas kind of stuff, and be able to put it on a sticker and then sell the stickers for each category of what we're trying to red pill people with. And we can stick them on bathroom stalls and stuff like that.
Well, look, the idea you had with the website is great, but I mean, again, and this isn't a complaint, I love the crew. The crew here is probably as good of a crew as we've ever had here. And we're already, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here in the break giving the crew like 10 things to do. I'm on air giving them things to do. It's like I bring in a guy who's literally just an editor for me. He has a stack of work on his desk. He can't even do what we need him to do half the time. So it's just the same problem is, you know, look, if we had $10 million come in overnight, we'd hire 30 more people and we could probably do something like that. For example, like I'm asking the crew, I'm like, hey, go back and find that video from a couple years ago where I predicted Rose McGowan would come out against the Me Too movement. I was 100% right, but we can't go find the video. I mean, we'd need a whole crew of people to go do that. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, I predicted about 2 months ago. I said the MLB and the NHL are going to open up their seasons, but you won't see basketball and probably not football. NHL and MLB have both announced they're reopening. NBA's done. Football probably won't happen either. So, I mean, we could do it all day long. It's just a matter of if we were going to do something, we'd have to dedicate 20 people to doing it. And that's just not where our effort and our funding goes. But again, I mean, hey, if 10 million people started shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, I mean, we could do things that I can't even imagine. Because with the crew we have now, we're already doing more than the most mainstream, biggest news organizations out there that have 100 times the amount of staff we have. I mean, seriously, like, salute to the crew. Salute to the audience. I mean, it's a miracle. It is truly a miracle. Now, as far as your, you know, the statistics from the COVID-19 being a setup, 110%, my man, 110%. But it even goes beyond that. And this is the real deception. See, the average individual doesn't know about the microbiome. Now, you can test anybody's microbiome and find anything at any given time. And I always use herpes as the greatest example because it's like 60% or 70% of Americans have herpes. Now, does that mean you actually have a herpes outbreak and you can infect somebody? No, most of the time it means you're actually testing positive because you have the antibodies for herpes. And they have the science now to determine what the real case is if you ever get tested for STDs. But you'll show up as having antibodies for HPV-1, and that's what most Americans have. Now, does that mean you're going to infect someone? Does that mean you have an outbreak? No, but you have the antibodies. The same thing goes for all this other stuff, whether it's the flu or COVID or all this stuff. Most people already have the antibodies, but it tests as positive for COVID or whatever. So the whole thing's a scam. They know the average American doesn't know what a microbiome is, and so or their gut micro material. And so they know they can roll off this whole hoax and say, oh, you tested positive for this, when you could test positive for 100 different things that are already in your microbiome, but you've already defeated it with the antibodies with just your own organic, natural health mechanism. So it's all about misinformation through uninformed people and then rolling out something that they can never comprehend and then using fear to say, oh, you might have COVID and it's going to kill you, when you probably already had COVID and you show no symptoms. It's like the meme that says, pull up the meme again, guys. It's like, imagine a virus so deadly, you have to take a test to even know you have it. That's what they want you to believe. So yeah, they're sending over fake tests. They're sending over infected tests. And they're not telling you that most people probably already have COVID antibodies. So yeah, you won't show a sign or symptom or infect anybody, but you have the antibodies. It shows up as COVID. Then they put you down for a COVID positive, and then they add 16 more just to juice the numbers because they claim it's so the spread is so bad. I mean, it's all sadistic.
Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19
to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you can predict what individuals were going to be doing, you can add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. So I was taking care of an errand this morning. And I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up. And the woman stops and points at me. So they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started. And they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing. And they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go. Because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there. So they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it. The end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the quote death numbers are dropping because those are fake. Where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? We'd have 100 times the audience if we weren't banned on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. I'd say it's probably accurate, about 100 times. Everybody would be tuning into InfoWars, man. Because unlike Q, we have faces, we have names, we have all the intel. But hey, you know, look, Alex Jones, the original Q, I hope all the Q stuff is real. Believe me, that'd be the greatest thing in the history of the world. But, you know, I see some callers on the line that want to talk about my Q segments from earlier. Hey, I'm not anti-Q. Of course I'm not anti-Q. I was just saying Alex Jones is Q. So you want to know who Q is, now you know. All right, quickly, let's roll through these callers. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, last hours of the July 4th specials are live right now. Let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air.
How you doing, buddy? Yeah, my call is I got some good news and bad news for Alex. The good news is he could have plenty of time to make more of the amazing documentaries that he's done before. The bad news is he's going to have to step away from the show. And the bad news for you is, and that's what I told your not screener, but you know what I'm talking about, but that's going to throw you completely in the hot seat, which you've adapted to amazingly over the years. So I think Alex should take more time for himself. I think he should. You have stepped into the position, and I think he should take advantage of that. And that's one point. And I know that would be so hard for him to do, but obviously he's going to jump in. You know, Alex always jumps in. And I'm going to keep this really quick because I know you're running short on time. Comrade Whitmer, I just got this on my phone a couple hours ago, about the time your show started. Emergency alert from the governor's office. Fight COVID by wearing a mask. Michiganders are required by executive order to wear face coverings, public, indoor, and crowded outdoor spaces. Businesses must refuse entry or service to those who do not wear a face mask, parentheses, with limited exceptions. And that's where I'm at. Comrade Whitmer's Michigan.
Yeah, and everybody's getting these notes, just the notification on their phone. Just by the way, you know, the one thing about Alex Jones stepping aside to do documentaries, because we've done some of this behind the scenes and we've kind of got some stuff. The problem is we'd have to do like 100 documentaries just to try to get it all done. But that's just kind of my brief response to that. I thank you for the kind words. Yeah, folks, I mean, they're coming for another shutdown. I mean, we told you they were coming. The masks is just the beginning. That's how they can continue this whole hoax of the spread and the deadliness and everything. But I mean, we're going to see what happens. And I think that Major League Baseball, which plans on starting their regular season, as far as I can tell, like normal, home stadiums open and everything, they're planning on starting up in 2 weeks. The NHL in 3 weeks. Now, I'm not going to make a prediction on whether that's going to happen or not, but I do think that's going to kind of be the watermark. If you get those seasons to start and people are in on it and they don't want to shut it down or wear a mask and they want to drink a cold beer and eat a hot dog, then I think societally, culturally, will kind of defeat the false narrative. But if they shut those leagues down and reclose us, I mean, I don't know what we do, folks. I really don't. The only thing, I mean, boy, oh boy. I just go through all the future sight in my head. It's like, okay, Obama indicted. He sings, sells out the pedophile networks. We round them up. Otherwise, I don't see how we ever come back from this. Don, thank you for the call. Ranel in New York. Go ahead.
Hi there, Owen.
Hello.
Here's my idea. What Trump should do is issue a directive to the FCC to pull the licenses from ABC, CBS, NBC, all these networks, CNN, and for force feeding us propaganda garbage.
You know, and by the way, there is a precedent for this, folks. Abraham Lincoln arrested many people in the press. Arrested him. Straight up arrested him. Now, people don't really remember that about Abraham Lincoln. You can like it or not. He did it. I mean, so there is a precedent for that. So, I mean, these are enemies of America that we're talking about here. It's even worse than what Abraham Lincoln did as far as the people he was dealing with. The people Trump are dealing with is much worse than the people Abraham Lincoln was dealing with and put in jail. But there is a precedent for that.
Yes. And Owen?
Yes.
Second thing, we need to just open up everything fully. Theaters, malls, you know, enough is enough.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. Look, I don't know why Americans don't want to be free. I mean,
forget about masks and social distancing or any of that garbage.
Well, that's why I think that specifically the MLB is going to be a real test. It's open air, you know, 20,000, 30,000 people, opening day sometimes 40, 50,000, cold beer, hot dogs, food service, clapping hands, screaming, shouting. But, I mean, we'll see if they let us do it. Or they'll say, oh, no crowds allowed. I mean, look. But, hey, you know what? Here's the thing about that. The silver lining is that sports fans are fanatics. Okay, fan is short for fanatic. So these are fanatical people. They may be willing to fight for their sports, you know, fight for their freedom, fight for their country, maybe not. But for their sports teams, you know, that's why I think this is going to be an interesting watermark to see, you know, how this goes. And it's just 2 short weeks away. All right, Ronell, thanks for the call. Anthony in Chicago. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, like, listen, I'm, you know, an old patriot, and I've gone to prison. I've listened to Alex Jones. I was doing all this stuff early on when they were doing this, and I want to ask a question. Me as a black patriot, you know, what happened? What happened to? Do you really want your country? You know, what happened to white people? Why aren't you standing up and fighting for what you believe in? I can only do, those of us patriots, African-Americans, can only do so much. If you don't want to stand up, you're going to make me look like a dummy. They're like looking at him. They don't want to stand up. I don't like you. I want to drink a beer.
I want to go to Wrigley Field and listen to the organ and drink 10 beers in the bleachers and get a sunburn.
And what I don't want to do is crouch on the high ground with an M1A looking at you, wondering, oh, you know what? I would rather not do this, but you've pushed the silent majority too far.
Well, to answer your question, I mean, for as far as these cucked white Americans, it's either just liberals that are just fully indoctrinated into the brainwashing and just hate themselves, really, or it's they're just so afraid to be called a racist, they just put their tail between their legs and hide in a hole.
No matter what you do, like I said, I have, you know how many BLMs and Antifas? I've looked them on eye to eye, and I've knocked them on their duff. You know what? Let's go. Like I said, you want to fight? We'll go for it. And I catch them in the bathrooms, you know, when they're by themselves, you got them. But in a group, you know, no. Like I said, they're easy.
And you know what, though? I do think there's hope. And I'm sorry, Anthony, I just got to jump to a final caller here. I'm out of time. But I there is hope. It's a tiny little sliver, and it's like hitting a bullseye on a dartboard from like 20 yards away or something. But like I said, when I went out last week to the Savannah's protest and some BLM showed up, I had some good conversations. I think some of them were willing to talk. One of them's coming on the show Friday. So, you know, maybe you can. Maybe there's ground to talk to these people. Anthony, thanks for the call. Jamar in Miami, I got 60 seconds, but close us out.
All right, so we need an anime series to combat every single thing that has happened in this world.
Do you do animation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Time out. I just hear me out. I'm going to give you an animation idea. Are you ready for this? Guys, hold music to 10. Listen to this, Jamar. I'm telling you, it's brilliant. All right. You have a black line. It's like a 2D setting, like the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle video game on Nintendo, where you're walking down the street and then the sidewalk behind you. So you have a BLM protest in the street and it's all white people. And then on the sidewalk behind it is just all kinds of crime going down. Black people shooting police, an abortion clinic. So literally like a truckload rolls up with a bunch of dead babies with Planned Parenthood on the side, just dumps them over. And these white Black Lives Matter people keep walking through the street as all these black people are dying behind them. And then they get to the end of the street and it's Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton and they stop. And then Jesse Jackson just says, good job. And then that's it. Because that's basically what the Black Lives Matter protest is. White people ignoring actual plights of black people. That does it for the War Room. Stay classy, Info Warriors.